We're actually holding, and I apologize for those of you who are not on my mailing list, so I kind of went on a little bit. But we're holding, if you have the sefer in front of you, it's page Kufnun Bez. It's Perek Ches, Memorom Chelek Aleph, Perek Ches, Ois Zion, and we're in the middle of Ois Zion. I'll just give you a small background from last week, which is going to be necessary for continuing today. Okay. So, it's we're actually in the paragraph. Really started the first four page kuf nun beis. Yeah. So, we're the last paragraph of kuf nun beis. But oifin shehevdel bin advar. So basically, what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe spoke about in this parak so far is he. Okay, first he started off by saying that there are three different categories of mitzvah, chayva, and rishus, and the even things of rishus, the Rambam has already showed us in Perek Hey, and we learned this in the Shiurim. The Rambam has already taught us in Perek Hey that you're supposed to elevate divrei rishus, and divrei rishus also is supposed to end up being part of your shemayim. We spoke, I think at the time, we spoke about sports and things like that, you know, something that would be good for a person's emotional and physical health, and will put him in a state where he can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu better, so then it becomes a part of his Avodas Hashem. So that, he says that, you know, that's not going, you have to put these two Rambams together. In other words, when the Rambam says, Al B'dei Shemayim, Chutz Miyir Shemayim, so even divrei rishus end up falling into the category of Yerushamayim. Are you using your divrei rishus in a matzav of Yerushamayim for the purpose of Yerushamayim or not? That was the first step. Then he went into this another idea, another point, kind of based on it, is that he said that truth of the matter is, this is, you know, can be rather, at first it sounds really, okay, I got a message here. Please announce that the callers should mute yourselves. So we made that announcement, we'll make it again for anybody that came on later. If you have a question, so unmute and speak up. The Rambam spoke about this Chazal, HaKol B'dei Shemayim Chutz Miyir Shemayim. And the Rambam explained that in things of nature, those are beyond, you know, those are in the hands of Hashem, so to say, and they're not dependent on, they're not within man's realm of action. Actually, if you remember, we read together from the Igros HaRambam, an Igeres to Rav Avadia Hager, when we were doing the Shiurim on regarding the Shidduchim, which we'll get back to slightly at the end of this parak of Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, maybe only next time. But the Rambam gave examples in his Igeret. He said, what are things like Kol B'dei Shemayim? B'minhaga shel olam v'toladeto v'tiv'o. And things are like what we call nature. Kegon, midei ilonois, like different types of trees, v'chayos, and different types of animals, and afashos, and madois, v'galgalim, and malachim, you know, the planets, all these things, they're not, you know, we don't make them, we don't do them. You could plant a tree, but l'maisa, the true koach and what happens to the tree, etc., is really from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not from us. So Rabbi Yaakov Moshe then says, he made a distinction, and this is the lead up into today's shiur. He made a distinction that that if you see me like suddenly look at the screen, you know I'm trying to read some kind of message that's sent to me. So, but basically, he says that it's true that man has, you know, has control only of things that are in that category of Yerushamayim and not the things of nature. But man affects the things of nature as well. Tzaddikim have that koyach that they pashut affect. Mom, you know, we know. And he says, "Va'amich kulam tzaddikim." Klal Yisrael, as an entirety, has that koyach of a tzaddik. That we affect things. So, you know, I brought Gemara like as an example, that we know that rain is dependent on our tefillah. So I brought the Rashi at the beginning of Chumash, right? That until there was man, So HaKadosh Baruch Hu just left the growth at the entrance to the earth, didn't bring it until there's man that he could daven for it, and then he brings down the rain. And so the tefillahs of the tzaddikim and the ma'isim tovim of tzaddikim and the Torah, right? All these things obviously affect nature mamish. So then what becomes the difference between, so then maybe it comes out like mamish are called bidei adam, even the natural things. So Rabbi Akomesh explains the only difference between these two categories, and that's where we'll start together now with this paragraph. Ba'ofen, okay, for those who have the sefer, ba'ofen, the truth is that now that we're on the computer, I forgot to do this, I meant to do this. I can bli neder, I'll try to do it next time, maybe if somebody could remind me, it would help. But I can copy from Eitzer HaChachma, it's page Kuf Nun Beis. I can copy from Eitzer HaChachma these pages that we're learning, and then, you know, like email it to you guys or whatever, or put it on, you guys will be able to see it on the screen or something. Yeah, what, Moshe?
It's on Hebrew books as well.
It's on Hebrew.
More Hebrew books.
Oh. Okay. So, the truth is, Eitzer HaChachma is actually open to everyone now. You can. Everybody can actually. It's free. You can really. All right. So next time, if everyone just, you know, open up on Hebrew books or Eitzer HaChachma, you might be able to do it for those of you who can listen to the shir and look it up at the same time. I don't know, but so you can look at it that way. Okay. So we're starting from the paragraph Ba'ofen Shehevdel, the last paragraph on Kuf Nun Beis. Ba'ofen Shehevdel Bein Advarim. שהבחירה מסורה לאדם לדברים הטבעיים שאין הבחירה מסורה לאדם. The difference between the things where we say the בחירה is given over to man to the natural things that we say the בחירה is not given over to man, הוא רק בזה is only in this one point. שבדברים הטבעיים הפעולה והפוקס הרוצוין של הצדיקים היא ביד השם. The natural things, by natural things, the actual action and the, you know, doing the ratzon of Hashem is in the Yad Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that does that action. And it's true that he does the action maybe based on what the world deserves, based on the Maisim of the Tzaddikim or not, etc., right? Based on the Maisim of the Tzaddikim, whether it's Zeicha or the not Zeicha, whatever it is. But the actual action itself is done by Hashem, by nature. V'advorim shabechira mesru la'adam, gam etzem ha'pu'ula hi bidei adam. Whereas things that the bechira is given over to man, there the actual action itself is in the person's hands. That's the whole difference. So everything is really affected by man, but some things we do directly, some things is more just indirectly, where Kadosh Baruch Hu does based on what we have done. Now, this is where we got to last week. Ubetam hadavar. Ubetam hadavar, says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, the reason, mashalei nitna reshus la'odom livchor b'bchirosoi, b'dvorim ativiyim gam b'pu'ulav v'maaseh. Why is it that Hashem didn't give permission to man to choose with his b'chira the actual natural things also, like even in action? Like, why don't you give it over to man that, yeah, we can make rain come down, or we could make the trees leaves, you know, more, whatever it is. So why did he limit us in this thing? So he says, it is dine yesh le yesh evorim shanashama tluyabem veivorim sheina nashama tluyabem vomnam zerak bodem baprati. By individual person, right? By an individual person, there's a difference between the limbs that the neshama, that the soul is mamish tully on, the vital, what we call like vital evarim, right? And things with, and evarim, limbs that the neshama is not dependent on them, right? There's a difference by a regular person, between evarim she neshama tluya bem or evarim she eina neshama tluya bem. Aval ba'briya klalit einai kein. But when it comes to the entirety of the creation, it's not like that. This is a very, very amazing and chashuv point that Rabbi Akomesh says. By the Bria at large, by the creation at large, everything that He created, he formed, and he made. V'kolanimtzebo, and everything that's found in the world, kolanivro, kolanoitzer, v'kolanase. Bikulam and neshama tluyabem. In all of them, in every single creation, the neshama is dependent on them. V'imichas, meaning the neshama of the creation, is dependent on them. V'imichaser avgargir chadal lechad. And even if one mustard seed was missing in the world, lo yashum mitzias, lo yibriya, lo yitzira, v'lo yasiya, there wouldn't be anything here. The entire mitzias is 100% interrelated. By the way, in the field of advanced physics, they mamish right this way today, that every single thing is so interrelated that literally, like, you know, one atom over here is affecting everything all around the world. That's what it actually comes down to. I mean, there's a lot of different opinions that I don't understand these things, but this is mamish a sprach, which is there in the scientific world very, very strongly today. So that Rabbi Yaakov Meir says, that is the, so then it comes out, if every single piece of the Bria is absolutely 100% necessary, so that means that every single part of the Bria is what we would call an Eivr Shaneshama Tluya Ba, is a limb that the Neshama is tali in it. It's a vital part of the Bria. There's no piece of the Bria, there's no atom in the Bria that's not vital. And as he says, without, if one, even one mustard seed, so to say, was not there, so then there wouldn't be a metzias of the bria, of the yitzira and of asiya. Ki hakol ba becheshbon shel ikuv. It all comes in the cheshbon, it all comes in the calculation of ikuv, of something that's ma'akiv, that holds back the entirety. Shezeh b'lezeh lo yokum. One without the other can't rise up. Elishah ikuv. Rak mitzat etzem hametzius shekol dover v'le mitzat surasoi. Very important explanation here, that the or istaygut, I would say that the ikuv is only mitzat the etzem hametzius, not mitzat the tzura. The form of the thing can change. Sheshina shel tzura einu ma'akev. The changing of the form can't be ma'akev. So basically, this is mamish the law of conservation of energy. Right, we know that no energy at all in the entire world is bottle. It just changes form from one form to the next. Right, solid, liquid, whatever it is, gas, etc. And there's no losing of any piece of the bria. That's exactly what he's saying. But you could change its form. The form can be changed. V'lachein, and therefore. So let's say, for example, we take his mashal that he said before, a mustard seed. Theoretically, you could take that mustard seed and destroy it. But when you're destroying it, all you're doing is you're turning it into, let's say if you burn it, whatever, you're turning it into an energy, right? That's what you're just changing its form. But its energy, which is the ikar of its mitzias, is still going to always be there. V'lachein, and therefore, Kevan shekamoshi eif shalasis yishma ayin, kain eif shalasis ayin miyesh. So the same way that it's impossible for us to make yesh me ayin, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to make something from nothingness, so too it's impossible to make from nothing to make nothingness from yesh. You can't take the yesh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created and turn it into ayin. It's impossible. You can only change its form of yesh. Even if you destroy something, all that is just changing its tzura and separating its elements alone. That's all you're doing. So, based on this, Yisoidi says, so therefore, there's no ikuv. There's nothing holding back in the bria from destroying some things from the mitzias, mipnei she'ena ibud muchlet, right? Ibud tzura. Because when you're destroying something, you're not really destroying an absolute destruction. You're just destroying its form. That's the maximum that you can do. That's the maximum that's done. Aval, but ima yu mitzius lahachsir legamri dover echad mamitzius. If there was such a mitzius that it was possible to take away one thing from the mitzias, The entire Metzius would become emptied and nullified. Gone, goodbye. Ki I efshir l'kiyuma, ki im b'kiyum kol ha-nimtza ba b'li shum dova yoytze min ha-klal. Because it's impossible for its kiyum, for it to survive, unless there's a kiyum of everything that's in it without any exception. Right? So you can't take away one thing because then nothing would be here. The Ach Yisrael Am Kedusha, Shehem Tzrichim Liyos Kayomim Gam. What's that? The Ach Yisrael Am Kedusha. I just have to find that part. Somebody is sending a message here. I don't know where the participant. One second. Where is the participants thing? Tabs. Oh, manage participants? Mute all. Okay. Wow, okay, so I'm allowing participants to unmute themselves, though. Okay, when you have a question, fine. Shkayach Ramesha. Okay. V'ach Yisrael am kedushoi shehem tzrichim liyois kayomim gam b'tzurosom tzuros hatzelim elikim shaleim, and only Klal Yisrael, right, his holy people, they are necessary to be in existence even in their form. For us, Klal Yisrael's existence needs to be in its form, not just its metzius ruchnis, but in the tzura. The tzura of the Tzelem Elokim that Klal Yisrael has. The im titushtash o titchalef tzuratam. And if their form would become, what's the English word for titushtash? Like smeared or unclear, would become, right, or become changed. If anything would happen to that tzura that would even slightly change it, mukhrecha olam lizbatel, the entire world would be okay. The entire world would be canceled, would be nullified, like the pasuk says, "Im lebrisi yoyim v'layla chukashmai v'arts lesamti." If it wasn't for my bris day and night with Klal Yisrael, right, the Torah, bris milah, we know that. So then the whole laws of the heavens and the earth would be completely would be gone. Ukmoichen, and so same thing. Bechol hachukim shel havaya. Bekulam yeshlem oifan shel shinu mitzru letzura. By all the different laws of the universe, they all have this way where they can change from one form to another form. Prat lechukas atayra. That's true by all natural laws, by all scientific laws. They're gonna have a way of change. Prat lechukas atayra she'ein la chiluf leitmura klal ve'ikar. With one exception. The exception of the laws of the Torah, I tell you the truth, I don't know how, when he says that all the chukim of the Havaya have an oifen of change, mitzru letzura, I'm not really sure what he's making a distinction here between all the laws of science, which I don't understand, because if you would ask me, right, he's saying that all the laws of science are like have an interchangeability, I guess you say. From one form to the next, whereas the chukas ha-Torah ain lachilif leitmur klal ve'ikar. It has no change. It has no change. I don't know. I mean, I would think that the laws, the way, at least in science, the way we understand it today, the laws of nature, laws of science are also embedded in the universe and are not changing. In other words, it's not similar to the thing that we spoke about till now, which we do see, right? Like I said, the conservation of energy with the forms of matter, etc. Nothing could be destroyed because all it does is just turns from one form to the next, but the energy is always going to be there, which is the basis of the Bria, is really just energy. But here, I don't know, when it sounds like he's talking about the laws, and I don't know how to make a shtim with what, with my understanding of what science is saying today. Somebody's suggesting here, is he not discussing on the tzura level? Yeah, but what does that mean, though? The tzura level of the chukas? Like, what's the tzura level of the scientific laws? And how would we see that that's changing? I don't understand it. I don't know. Okay, but his yesod, what he's saying, we can understand. That's what he's saying, is that b'yoyshech hukas ha-Torah hitzurosam shel Yisrael. This is his makah b'patish. This is where he's going. Since the law of the Torah is the form of the Jewish people, right? The chukos ha-Torah is the tzur of Klal Yisrael. Ein kol kiyum b'lo Yisrael. So there's no kiyum, there's no existence without the Jewish people. V'tzurosam ha-elokit zu ha-Torah ha-elyona ha-ksuvam ha-mesurah ha-niglet va-nisteret ha-nesunim lo na-akol min ha-shamayim ha-demoshin ha-vion ne'eman be'eser. And the godly tzura of the Jewish people is the Torah ha-elyona, which is written and given, the revealed and the hidden Torah that's given to Klal Yisrael, was all given to us min ha-shamayim through Moshe Nevi'oi ne'eman be'eser. So that is the one thing that can't be changed, is Klal Yisrael and its Torah. That is something that stays in the way it is. It has to always have that tzura, that's unchangeable. Which means if Chas v'Shalom Klal Yisrael, like we know, like the Chazal say, right? If that's the pasuk, what they learned from Imloy Brisi Yom Avalayla that he brought, that if the entire Klal Yisrael stopped learning Torah, it's all gone. The whole world. You know something? There's a Moridika thing that Rav Yisrael Salanter, if I remember correctly, brings in the name of he brings from the name of his Rebbe, Rav Zundel Salant, Rav Yosef Zundel Misalant, in the name of Rav Chaim, in the name of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, right? That was his Rebbe. That it's not just if the Torah was destroyed. He says that even if one letter of Torah Shebal Peh was to be taken out, was the kiviyochol be gone, the entire metzias, the entire world would be destroyed. Now, exactly what that means, obviously, I don't know, because there's gersoyus and there's all different, you know, we're not, it's very hard to say that the Gemara, the way we have today, is exactly, you know, every single letter, we know we have different gersoyus and etc. And, you know, there's that, but he's trying to give over this concept, the same idea. That's, you know, you have to understand it on the conceptual level. The conceptual level is that if even the most minute detail in Torah Shebal Peh was missing, the whole metzias is gone. Because that one minute detail is part of the Tzura Ha'elokis of the Torah and of Klal Yisrael. And that's it. You can't, there can't be even a nekud of that missing in that Tzura, in its proper Tzura. Now he says, next paragraph, Ukamosha Torah Ksuva Nifseles Bechesev V'yatir, the same way the written Torah Shebiksav, is possible if it's missing or lacking any letters, if it's missing or has extra, I'm sorry, right? If it's lacking or has extra of any letters, Ken kol avaya kula hoisa nifseles imoya efshelachsi bodova lechalutin. Say, the entire universe would be possible, so to say, would cease to exist, if it was possible to take away from it anything in an absolute way, meaning take away even its energy level. Or, im hayayv shaliyatel badavah. Right, the opposite way would also be a problem. If it was possible to add anything to the universe, to the existence, then that would also be nifselus. The mashal is the world, you know, to the Torah. O mishum kach, so the Rabbi Yaakov Meir says, this is the reason leinitin reshus bechira la'odam bepu'ula gam la'dvarim ativim lechaser liyater. It is for this reason that man, this was the question that we started off with, for this reason that bechira wasn't given over to man when it comes to the actual action of natural things, so that they wouldn't be able to take away or to add anything to the universe. They wouldn't be able to create, so to say, bring something new here or take away something from the universe, because every single bit of the universe, it's exactly intact, exactly perfect, 100% the way it needs to be. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu left it. It's true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will deal with the Bria based on the Tzaddikim, but man himself can't touch the foundations on any level, even the most minute detail of the Bria. Mishum she'im yechseru o yosifu, because if they would take away or add, titbatel v'titafes kol avaya kula, If they would take away or add anything, the whole universe would be gone. Umasha Torah Nifselis. Now he's dealing with another question. Why is the Torah Nifselis not just with Chaser VeYatir, but also if you like changed? I don't really know what he means over here. Umasha Torah Nifselis Gam BeChiluf maybe means like. Maybe the tsura of the ice, you have the ice, but the tsura is incorrect. Maybe that's what he means, the chiluf. He say, like, why is the Torah nifsal? So, like, based on his explanation, you can understand why the Torah is nifsal if there's an extra ice or a missing ice. But why, if there's a change in the tsura of ice, maybe that's what he means, is the Torah still going to be puzzle? What's that?
Maybe it could be out of order.
Or out of order, right. It could be also. Very good. So why is that also a problem? So that he says, Zeh rak mitzad kedushas haTorah. That's mitzad kedushas haTorah shebo ba'atzma nimna afilu chiluf tzura. Because in the mitzad kedushas haTorah, so you can't have even the changing of the tzura. The tzura has to be in its exact order, exact 100% form, the way it is. But so that's interesting. That he's like saying it's like two separate. There's two separate nekudas. Comes out, well, according to this paragraph, there's the Torah, the reason that an extra or less or lacking ois in the Torah makes the Torah possible is because, I'm saying in depth, is because the Torah's whole tzura has to be 100% the way it is, and if there's anything taken away from its tzura, where in other words, if it's going to be missing any of those words and any of those oisias, it's going to be gone, goodbye. Whereas the reason for, I guess, it makes your pshat makes more sense, Moshe, than what I said. The chiluf being like you put letters out of order, because so you have all the letters and you have all the words. You know, there are some words, for example, in Torah. For example, if you take the word, there's some. What's a good example? Sometimes where you could be machlif the oisias, two oisias, and it still keeps the same meaning. I'm not thinking of an example right now. Let's see. I can't think of any. Anybody have an example? There's some. Some.
About the word kesev and kedes.
Oh, that's a good example. That's right. It wouldn't change the meaning. All the oisis are there. Very nice. Shkayach. We'll give you a candy. You gave us a candy. We got to give you back. Yeah, you have another idea? Truly, no? I thought you were like, okay. So it's interesting. So when it comes to chiluf, he's saying that's from a different reason than the reason by chaser or yoser. By the chiluf, the reason is mitzad kedushas haTorah. That by kedushas haTorah, you can't even have the chiluf atzura. It's like two separate nekudas. These dinim of Torah, according to what he says over here. Okay, let's see. I think that the. Let's see, one second. Yeah, okay, we could try to go on a little bit more over here. So he says, "Umimaita dvarim." From this all, anu boim li de oid hagdorin oisa binyan abachir. We come to a new classification, a nice new hagdara regarding the inyan of bechira. Kiliyos shabechira he min haratzon, being that bechira comes from ratzon, right? It comes from will. Viliyos shekol abriya kulu ben atari yisoido, and being that the entire creation is founded, it's rooted in the Torah. Could Shabarichu istakel bo baro ba'almin? Like Chazal say, the Gishbohu looked into the Torah and created with the Torah the world. The Torah, so to say, is the map of the world. Bepnimis hadvarim. Hare kol ma she'ein moitzim min ha'Torah hu ki atir al ha'metzius o ki chaser ma'metzius. So anything that's not coming out of the Torah, any like, I guess, action or whatever, anything in the world that's not coming out of the Torah is kiveyachol, it's not ma, right? It's as if in addition to the Metzius, or as if taking away from the Metzius. You're supposed to, let's say, have, I'll give a marshal to it maybe. If there's a Maisa Gzela. Oh, a message popped up. This meeting has unlimited minutes. Okay, fine. We'll go on for 2 hours. No. All right. I wonder how many Talmidim are like excited that there's a 40-45 minute limit to Zoom. He's saying that let's say you have a Maisa Gzela, for example, right? According to the Mahalik that the Kadosh Baruch Hu built this world with, one person is not supposed to see the next guy. But if he does, that's Kiviyachil taking away from the Metzias the way the Metzias is supposed to be. And also maybe at the same time adding to the Metzias. Let's say this guy's getting richer, Kiviyachil, than he should be, and this guy's losing. So there's Kiviyachil something outside the order of the Torah. There's something that's being added or taken away in the creation that's not stemming from the Torah, because it's against the Torah, this action. Okay, now Valkane, and therefore, Rak ha-rotzin sh'nevei ashar min ha-neshama shu nevei min ha-Torah. Shekein nishmo is Yisro min ha-Torah netzolos hu rotzin chiyuvi. Loikein ha-rotzin sh'enu nevei min ha-neshama. I have to read a few lines here, I'm sorry. Well, I'm going to read it again, but we have to read a few lines together, and then we'll go back and explain it, because it's like a very long sentence. It says, V'alkein, and therefore, Rak ha-rotzin sh'nevei yashar min ha-neshama shu nevei min ha-Torah. Shekein nishmos Yisroel min ha-Torah netzalotu ritzon chiyuvi. Lo ken ha-ratzon she'eino noveh min ha-shama. Ha-Torah shu eino yuchal liot chiyuvi elu shlili, o la'asot chaser, o la'asot yatir, she'shneem kechad mafsidim u'mafsim et ha-avaya. So we have to go slow here. He says, therefore, the ratzon that flows straight from the neshama, which means it flows from the Torah, because the neshamas of Klal Yisrael, we know, come from the Torah Mamash. Like we know, Shishim Ribay, this concept of Shishim Ribay Oseis HaTorah is the root for Shishim Ribay Nishmas Yisrael. So only that kind of Ratzon, the Ratzon that's coming, flowing out of from the neshama, as opposed to the body, right? The Ratzon coming out of the body is Stama Taiva. But only the Ratzon that's coming out of the neshama, meaning coming out of the Torah, that has a real Ratzon to it. That's what's called a ratzon chiyuvi, a positive, true, real ratzon. Not so the ratzon that doesn't come out of the neshama. The ratzon that doesn't come out of the neshama is not real ratzon. It's not a ratzon chiyuvi. We actually mentioned a similar idea from the Akedas Yitzchak, if you remember, regarding Bechira, that he learns u'bacharta b'chayim means that only when you choose chayim, when you choose the right way, the Torah way, only then were you bocher. Because to choose something bad is not bechira. To choose something bad is just allowing yourself to fall as a slave, so to say, to the guf and to the taivas, to the yetzahara. That's not true choice. That's basically giving up. So the only choice only goes in one direction. It just goes only in the direction of good. And if you're not bocher b'toiv, then it's not bechira at all. If you're not bechira b'chaim, it's not bechira at all. That's how he as he describes the Indian of bechira. That bechira is on its own means. That's the way he defines the Akedas Yitzchak defines it as choices only when you're choosing good. It's very simple if you think about it. Right, we know that enecha ben chayrin el misha oisek b'Torah. The Torah gives us freedom. You know, if you look at an animal has what we call animal instinct, and it just works based on its animal instinct, but there's no free choice to the animal and what it's doing. So the same thing, the person, his pull to all these mundane or what we'd call animalistic lusts, etc., is the same as the animal instinct, which is pulling a person, you know, because it tastes good and it looks good and whatever it is. But choice is the ability to do something above animal instinct. It's the ability to do something with an intellectual you know, with it, coming from an intellectual place, coming from a place above the animal instinct. Memela, those are the mitzvahs. That is the chayim. So that's what the Akedas Yitzchak really is saying, is that the bechira is when you bechira b'chayim. To choose, so to say, to do something bad is just, you just let yourself slip. You let yourself, you know, fall back into avdus, so to say. So Rabbi Akamayish is saying that the true ratzon, similarly, the true ratzon, a positive ratzon, is the one that flows out of the neshama, flows out of the Torah. HaTorah, shehu eina yucha liyos chiyuvi. Let's see how to read this. Not so by the rotzon that does not flow out of the neshama, that does not flow out of the Torah. That kind of rotzon can't be positive. It's only a negative. To make something less or to make something more. Sheshneim ke'echad mafsidim u'mafsim et ha'avaya. Just looking at a comment. So then, oh, okay. Should, I don't know if I should read it out loud. So he says like this, that if you have a rotzon that's coming, if there's a rotzon here that's not coming out of the neshama, not coming out of the Torah, right? So then it can't be chiyuvi, it's only shlili, or to make something less or more, which both ruin the havaya, both ruin the bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the bria perfect, and he wants it to run according to the Torah. When you do something not in that direction, you are ruining the havaya. Vafilu rotzon shel rishus. And even rotzon of rishus, which he started off this parak with, which means it's not a mitzvah, but it's not an iser. Which a lot of things that we do are begeder rishus, right? Even something of rishus. Let's say, for example, a guy going to take a walk, right? So that's a geder rishus. But you could turn it into avodas Hashem. If the whole reason that you're walking is in order to be healthy so that you could serve Hashem, so you are mala the rishus, to mitzvah. But on its own, in its own right, it's just begeder rishus, obviously. V'afilu rotzon shel rishus hu shlili. Even a rotzon of rishus, of something that's permissible, is negative. Shal pi rov, actually a little bit, we could attach it to Parshas Kedoshim that we read today, right? According to the Parish, Kedoshim is to be separate yourself from divrei rishus, not to be a novel b'shus ha-Torah, right? Not to over partake in something that's mutter, but it's right. But okay, Rabbi Akamish is just talking about the etzim rotzen of rishus is also a negative thing. Shall pi roivu nevea mekinatay v'vakavod. In most cases, rotzen of rishus flows out of the three big problematic things: kina, jealousy, taiva, lust, kavod, honor. V'nimtzah shemisha einu sheves ritzinosim in neshama atayra. So it comes that somebody who doesn't draw his rotzen from the neshama or from the Torah, hariu poteret kol magamotav bishlila. So he solves all his aims, all his goals, in a negative way, because he's doing these. If he's not basing something on Torah, if he's doing things not on the basis of Torah, so be'etzim that rotzen that he's now doing, he's now being, you know, manifesting in his actions, is a rotzen that's be'etzem shlili, and therefore be'etzem has a negative impact on the creation, on the world. And that's what he says. So he's a guy that's going to be working always with those kinds of ritzenus that are not flowing out of the neshama, that are not flowing out of the Torah. He's always being poiser as kol magamoisa b'shlila v'shlila inena mevi'a chiyuviim. And shlila, negative, does not bring positive. Umemela eino marviach bebechirasei klum. Memela, he doesn't really gain anything from his bechira. Veino roya shum simen bracha b'ritzayinu bebechirasei. And he won't see any simen bracha in his will and in his bechira. Umevi zeh lichbar be'efsharas ha-bechira. And that then brings him, to be koifer in the possibility of Bechira, to deny the possibility of Bechira. Ube'emes hu atzmo itchayev al zeh. She'eina boicher lahakshiv lelakshay nishmosoy. It's really, he's the guy that's chayev for that. For not seeing good. He doesn't understand, I'm doing things all the time and I'm not getting anywhere. What is that here? If you saw Rabbi Victor Miller's Parsha sheet this week, right? The guy talks about a guy going to the Bahamas for his vacations, and he's looking for happiness, and so those are, right, divrei rishus, maybe it's mutter to go to, you know, to go to these things and go to places or whatever, but the people are on a chase for happiness, and that's what Rabbi Victor Miller wrote and said in those shiur, that you're not getting happiness in the Bahamas, and you might get like a thrill for a little, but the happiness in life is not coming from there. So this guy's using his bechira on all these rishus in yanim, and he doesn't really ever feel that his life is changing for the better. He's always still staying with that, you know, and then you're looking for the next thrill, and a bigger thrill, and a little bigger thrill, and you never get satisfied. And that caused many people, you know, we know that there's big machlekes on, and it's come back, is there really Bechira or not? Or are we just all really programmed? Right? So when a person feels he's trying to change his life, and it's not working, so he falls into a, you know, there's really no Bechira. I'm just programmed to be depressed all the time. Some people are programmed to be happy. I'm programmed to be depressed. You know, I'm programmed to be that. So he ends up being koifer in the possibility of real Bechira. Ube'emes, he's the guy that's chayev for that. Why? Because he didn't choose lakshiv she'enei boicher lakshiv lelach she'nishmasei. He didn't choose to listen to the whispers of his soul. Shebezeh hayaroyeh bracha b'bchirosei v'yamaitze oishu b'chayev. If he would listen to the whispers of his soul, he would then see blessing in his bechira, and he would find fortune in his life. He would find true happiness. If we listen, it's a beautiful, I always love that expression, that to listen to the whispers of his neshama. L'maisa, this we'll end off over here, we'll stop over here. But basically, it's an important ending in its own, is to remember, we've spoken about this in the past, is that our neshamas whisper to us. Many times, we really do know what we're supposed to be doing, but sometimes it's just easier to ignore that whisper. But we should pay attention to the whisper. The whisper takes us to a good place, to attachment to the Rebbeinu Shlom, and to be mekayim the Torah. Anyway, the Maisa, just to wrap up what he gave us now in this, what we saw today. We saw two points. One point was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give over the actual bechira in changing nature. Not the actual bechira. Yeah, he didn't give to our human bechira the ability to change nature in a direct way, only through ma'asim, but the direct he left in his hands, because he didn't want, it can't be, that man should have the ability to add or take away from the metzias, even a slight bit, because the metzias is completely, completely interdependent. And every single atom is necessary. And if one atom would be completely destroyed, the whole metzias would be destroyed with it. And therefore, nature had to stay in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he attached that also to explain to us the psulim of the Torah. We won't get back to that. Right, that the Torah is also obviously... But one thing he did mention is, this is actually an important point, is that Klal Yisrael has to say in the same tzura. Everything else in the creation can switch tzuras. Like we said, the conservation of energy law, you can change forms of energy from one form to the next, from solid to liquid to gas, etc. But, and the same thing with every, you know, there's no nation that, on whatever, I mean, we're not suggesting it, right? But etzim, there's no nature, that there's no part of nature, no nation, for example, that needs its 100% full tzura. Only Klal Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael's Tzura is the Torah, and that's unchangeable in any which way. And that we have to be shamer on our Tzura, which is the Tzura also of the Torah. And then based on that, he went on weiter to talk about Ratzon, that all our Ratzon also has to stem, the Klecha Bechira has to stem straight out of the Torah. Because anything that's not going with the Torah, for example, Rishus, Divrei Rishus, if you choose Divrei Rishus to do Divrei Rishus, without it flowing from the Torah, like the Rambam said, you can elevate it. But if you don't do it in an elevating way, where you bring it back to mitzvah, it's going to have negative effects, ultimately. So that you're going to think you're trying to make yourself happy, right? You're trying to, like he said, most things, when you do a davar shus, is flowing from kina taiva v'kavod. Taiva, you know, certainly is a very, very basic push for being nene from olam hazeh, divrei rishus, things that are kosher, right? But if it's going to have a negative impact, and then it can lead a person to be koifer and bechiri, he says. And I think that he means is that you feel like you're chasing, you're trying to make yourself happy, you're doing everything you can to be emotionally healthy, psychologically healthy, and all, and it's never, you're never getting there. And he says, because you have to listen to the whispers of your soul, which is that everything that we do in this world is supposed to be connected to the Rabbanu Shalom, the Divrei Shus as well. And if we do that, if we make sure that all our actions and everything, our life is led in an attached way to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we're always looking just to elevate everything up to mitzvah and everything in Avodas Hashem, then we will find that true happiness in life, Bez Hashem. All right, a good vach. It's good seeing you all. And some of you, it's good seeing your phone numbers. Okay. Who are the phone users here? 8287. Would you like to identify yourself? Shalom. And who's 7958?
Really?
Who's 7958? Should we unmute you?
Avi Marks.
Okay. Very good. Fine. It's it was a pleasure, and Bez Hashem we'll try to meet together next week, halavai in person. Okay. Let's say it. Okay. Good luck.